Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the old Saw Doctor song, N17, got a new lease of life when Tolu McKay performed her stunning version on New Year's Eve in 2020, and she's performed it many, many times since, most notably last weekend for the visiting Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. But depressingly, that performance brought out the online trolls. Tolu, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did you feel this stuff again?
Honestly, I will say I felt like it was kind of brewing. I'm not going to lie to you. Because the day before, I think I posted something in relations to trying to help Black Irish people in general if they needed a therapist, that I have an amazing one. Yeah. Posted it, and then I didn't know that it was connected to my Facebook. And yeah, the owl Facebook people and trolls found that, and it was just a lot of crazy comments. So yeah, following on from the post of the N17, I think they then doubled down. And that's honestly why I oftentimes don't find myself singing the song as much as I'd like to.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to lie. It's been a thing since 2020. Yeah.
Yeah. So is it particularly that song that triggers them?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I think for the first time when I sang that part, which is, "Now as I tumble down highways or on filthy overcrowded trains, there's no one to talk to in transit, so I sit there and daydream in vain. And behind all these muddled up problems of living on a foreign soil, I can still see the twists and turns on a road." So it's one of those things that's like quite ironic, because, you know, the song in of itself is talking about someone migrating to another place and they're missing home.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how could you like hate the song? Like, it's also helping you as much as it was helping people 30 years ago, as much as it's helping me now, you know? So yeah, for me, I've just learned, don't pay these people mind, enjoy your life.
But it's hard not to be aware of it though, if you kind of open up Facebook and it's all there.
Yeah, but that's why I had my therapist.
Is it just on Facebook they pop up mostly?
No, that's when it started.
Yeah.
But yes, oftentimes Facebook can be very alarming. My Instagram is fine. And then they found themselves on TikTok. So yeah, the one that I posted of me singing and where I was, you know, visibly in the room in Dublin Castle. It was lovely comments at first, and then very quickly it turned into a sea of horrible comments.
Are these people, I don't know if it's possible to tell, are they actually Irish? They could be like trolls from any country.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way, I mean, it still stings. Something still stings. I mean, hearing comments like, you know, one is a diversity hire, I think that's one of the things that really bothers me, even till now, because it's oftentimes like you have to, for me anyways, it took me a while to kind of, like, I know how much I work hard. I know, you know, how much privilege I also have as well, because I'm able to do this full time, you know, and this is my job. So at times I feel like I can't complain and I can't, you know, give out, or I can't express how I really feel about certain things.
Why shouldn't you though? You've worked really hard to get where you are.
Yeah.
And that's singularly down to you. So,
if anybody
criticizes you for any other reason, you've every right to speak back about that.
It's just, I don't know. I guess this is maybe another thing I need to work out in my own little vicinity. But no, I think for me, it's just what I've told myself this year above all is that this is the year that I'm going to find joy, not even find joy, just like be very disciplined and like making sure I do things that makes me happy. And honestly, if I'm being honest, like, I'm very numb to like racial attacks, especially online, just because it's like it just goes on. And I've just learned to kind of ignore it. But yeah, sometimes it does sting. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have a tour that's happening at the end of the year. I have incredible things that's coming up. I'm super grateful for the friends and family that I have around me that I can talk to about these things, and resources that I'm privileged enough to be able to like afford and, you know, use. So that's why I'm kind of that's why I made that post of like, hi, if anyone needs any, like a Black Irish Nigerian therapist specifically, I have one. She's amazing. I will give you her email.
I wonder how many people responded to that, actually.
I only gave it to one person. I'm very protective of her as well. Because obviously, if I'm getting this, I can only imagine if they found her email. So, it's one of those things you kind of have to look after yourself. Just because the people that are talking, they don't know you, they don't know your history, and they don't care to even want to know or understand. And it's up to you to ignore that and kind of just find the resources and find the people that will listen to you and give you the space to be yourself. It's very difficult to constantly have to keep battling something that honestly really has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. You see, and you know, honestly, it's almost embarrassing having you in a studio even asking you about this. I shouldn't have to do it.
Right.
Because it doesn't really matter. Yeah. You've been living in Tullamore since you were five. You're a bogger, basically.
Literally, the boglands, I know. You know yourself. Living in the bogs. I did write about that too, yeah. Yeah.
But is it partially because you're in the public eye now?
I will say so. And the funny thing is, so many of them are still only finding me. So it's kind of like, oh, hi. perhaps that I am in the public eye. It's just one of those things. I'm kind of like, I never know if I should talk about it or if I shouldn't, because I kind of want to stay away from it. But then on the other side, I feel guilty that I'm not stepping up or using my voice or my platform to, you know, stand up for something other than myself, you know. So it's one of those tricky things of like, I don't want to have to constantly have this be a centerfold in my career for as long as I continue like doing music. But then on the other side, I'm like, well, it's somewhat of a privilege to also be where I am now, you know. So I kind of find myself in this like, this double side-minded thing of like anger and frustration, but also let's actually be okay. And let's also be mindful that, you know, someone else would be so happy to have this kind of platform and would love to be able to do something like this. So, in as much as it annoys the heck out of me.
Yeah, well done.
For example, I wrote a song called War, you know, to just kind of express those frustrations, which actually was when I went to a kind of like a wake that happened in London for Sinead O'Connor. That's where I got the inspiration to write the poem and then turn it into a song. So for me, the best way to kind of express it is through the songs and music. I often find that I'm not the best speaker, so...
I think you're doing okay now.
Thank you. Got over the nerves finally.
Yeah.
That's why I sing so emotionally, because like there's a different sense of understanding that I have, or empathy that I have that is able to translate through music.
Mm, yeah. Because when you write songs about it, is that different from when you might, you know... be tempted to respond to somebody on
Facebook.
Yeah.
You don't want to see me respond.
Yeah.
My mother would give out to me. Yeah. She's like, I didn't raise it that way.
She'd be right. Yeah, she'd be right.
But sometimes I do feel like they do deserve it. But at the end of the day, if you just continue, it feels like you're stooping down as low as they are. So it's just no need.
And they're trying to get you.
Yeah, and there's no need. That's why, again, I've been saying this since the start of the year. Joy is an act of rebellion. Joy is an act of resilience. And that's like the best thing you can do for yourself, especially in a time like this where everything's just completely overwhelming and very sad.
Yeah.
Find the things that make you joyful. Your body will thank you and your mind.
Yeah. You're still living in London?
I'm in London, but like I'm in Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm constantly being brought back. They keep calling me back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to leave, but they're calling me back. No, it's fine. No, I'm like in London. I'm trying to just kind of expand. You know, I'm making a lot of cinematic soul music at the moment. And I'm trying to find the right people to work with to make that sound really expand and create a vision visually, aesthetically for it. And being in London just kind of allows you to kind of dream outside the box a little bit, because it's so diverse as well. So that's kind of what I'm doing with my time. But yeah, I'm literally back and forth because I also need to prep for the tour in October. Yeah.
How do you find living in London as opposed to Dublin or Tullamore?
Do you know what I find funny about it? I'd always say I'm a country kid at heart, but I think I was always like inching closer to the city. Yeah. So from Tullamore to Galway, Galway to Dublin. And I was like, Dublin's a bit too small now. Let's go to London. Who knows? Maybe New York next. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. And the cinematic soul, how far are you along in that process?
I started the process with releasing an EP, which is the tour that I'm doing for October, which is called People Still Cry in Summer. And the process, like that EP is done, but I think I kind of want to take it a bit further now. Like, I feel like I was be a bit cute with it, but now I'm like, no, let's be weird. Let's be alternative. And let's really push the boundaries. So I've written a few songs so far, but I'm hoping to have them start releasing from next year, because I have some ideas that I don't want to talk about yet I have them confirmed.
No, but because is it sometimes like you can hear a sound in your mind?
Yeah, I can. I can see it and I can feel it. And if a song if I keep singing a particular song and it doesn't leave me, or an idea, like a visual idea, stays with me for a long time, then I know I have to execute it. It's like I know that it's happened in the future already, so I have to do it now. Yeah. It's weird. It's a very weird thing. It's kind of like how I did my very first tour in 2021. I had a dream about it. I saw everything how it needed to be on stage, and yeah, we did it. I know it's a strange thing. I don't know.
And well, when you did it, was it exactly the way you dreamed it?
Yeah, even better. I remember it was Vicar Street. This was right before the tour, and we didn't have that date even planned for the tour. And we sold out the Vicar Street. And I remember I literally had like an out of body experience where it felt like I did the thing I said I was going to do. And I was like, oh, and I was on stage when I had that feeling, still singing. I was like, this is so creepy.
All right, cool. Loads of people texting in, sending you love, basically.
Thank you so much.
Tolu's version is one of the most perfect pieces of music ever made in this country. Ignore the irrelevant, pathetic negativity and be proud of your amazing talent. Everyone wishes you continued success.
Thank you.
For instance, says Kieran. Have you met the Saw Doctors?
I have. Yeah, they're lovely. Went for a pint. Lovely. It was great.
Yeah.
No, they're lovely. I think honestly, getting confirmation that they were happy with the version really, you know, it sets you, it makes you comfortable. It makes you proud of the work that you do, that you did. I also got like a signed book that they gave me, which kind of goes back from like when they started on their journey. It was like a little kind of book of like how they started their journey. And you got to see pictures and everything. It was just the cutest thing. But yeah, it was lovely to meet them. They're lovely guys. And I'm very happy and very proud of the work that we did with the RT Concert Orchestra. Gavin Murphy, who is the one that created this incredible masterpiece. So like the version
it was hair on the back of the head.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's
absolutely
brilliant.
Yeah. So when does your tour start again?
My tour is starting in October and ends on the 27th of November. We have 10 dates already, and you can find it all on tolumackayofficial.com.
Excellent stuff. Tolu, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Tolu McKay there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.